This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was a 4-3 defeat for Brayhead Clan tonight against Fife Flyers, with me as the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, not the best start, but great positives to take from the game. Would you go with that?
Well, I mean, you start with 13, 14 players, and then you lose a couple guys or a guy to injury, and you lose another guy to two guys to a hit to the head penalty, and it makes it a long night. You know, I've never seen a team fall apart like this in 24 hours. I've never seen injuries. You know, you either have to laugh or you'll cry. It's been tough. Last night was tough. We were down to pretty much 13 players. You know, and the guys battled and then battled back, and then we get home at 4 a.m. and we go with the same guys and mixing up forwards and lines all day long. It makes it tough on the guys, and you got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, kind of a soft second period, and then we come out guns a-blazing in the third. I thought we took it to them. We get ourselves back in the game. They throw one at the net with a tip, and it's 4-3, and we just couldn't find an equalizer. But it's laughable that anybody would ever think, and the comments you see coming in, that this team didn't battle. You know, it's an absolute joke if people think that, and these guys battled. They battled last night, and they battled tonight, and you know, when we actually say we're short, we're short. We're 13 players on that bench. You know, we're down to 6 forwards. It sure makes it tough to compete, and Fife is a very, very good team right now, and it's frustrating. You know, we worked so hard to get ourselves in a great situation, and unfortunately right now injuries have killed us, you know, and we gotta find a way to one, get guys back in the lineup or get bodies in the lineup, and that's proving next to impossible right now. As you can see, everybody in the world is looking for players, and it's pretty dry out there. So it's tough. We got a tough few days ahead of us, but the ownership's backed us to do whatever we got to do to get bodies in the lineup, and it's just a matter of finding guys and doing the paperwork and getting them in right now. And like I said, there's been teams with good money looking for months right now for players, and teams in better leagues and huge money in Austria and Germany asking for players. The well's pretty dry right now, so it's a tough time. But we'll do whatever we can. Like I said, we're not giving up. We're not just throwing our search in here. We're going to try to do whatever we can here, but we got to find a way through. We got 3 games this week. We lose another 2 players. You know, it's like I said, if you don't, you just shake your head and you got to laugh about it and get on. But you know, this isn't a situation where Sheffield says, "Well, we're so short and they have 13 imports or whatever in their lineup." You know, like, we legitimately have 4 big forwards missing, and it's tough. It's tough right now, but we have to come through it. We have to battle back. But tonight, I feel bad for the guys because they left everything out there, and you know, a little tip is the difference. But that's what happens when you throw pucks at the net.
You talked there about possible bringing in bodies if you can do it. Your immediate concern must be the players you're going to be missing next week. You touched on the 2 you're going to be missing next week. That's presumably Haywood and Davis, who go away with the GB team for the Olympic qualifiers. Possible suspensions of checking to the head. Offences are looked at again. You're chuckling at that one, but again, it's got to be a concern.
A check or a punch to the head?
Well, yeah.
A punch to the head now is a check to the head. It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. And I'm not criticizing, it's just bizarre. I've never seen it. It doesn't mean that I'm saying it's a bad call, but it's just bizarre that a punch to the head is now a check to the head, you know. But you get used to these kind of calls, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, obviously Brooksy, him and Paquette, they punch each other. Paquette punches Brooksy. Brooksy punches Paquette back. He does 6 twirls and falls to the ground, and all of a sudden we get a 2 and a 10, and they get a 2. You know, it's like, it's a bizarre world sometimes out there. And then we lose ultimately our best player for 12 minutes, you know, in the third period. It's we didn't make it easy on ourselves here, but yeah, we'll see what happens with the incidents. You know, Big Mac, unfortunately, he throws a couple big hits, and you know, and he gets 2 and a 10 for checking for the head last night, and a 2 and a 10 for checking the head tonight. And you know, when you actually look at them, they're pretty soft calls. And again, you know, we lose him for 14 last night and 12 tonight, and we want him playing physical. That's what he does up there. But ultimately, if every hit is going to be a 2 and a 10, then we may not want him playing that physical. But It's a frustrating time right now, Craig. You know, this interview is going on long enough, but it's a tough time. And like I said, I'll back this group because we worked our balls off tonight, and I don't care what anybody says. That we didn't win, but we worked hard. And on another night, we would have had a bounce, and we maybe could have clawed ourselves and equalized and done something overtime. But they worked hard, and that's why I'm so frustrated.
Have you ever known such a testing time as a coach in your years, whether be it Sheffield or here, in terms of the players that you're losing?
Every team goes through injuries, but I've never seen them where they compile like this and the injuries to key guys, Pitt. You know, last night we lose, and 4 minutes in, we lose Mizey, we lose Keither. 8 minutes later, we lose Pitt. Then we lose McKeever for 14 minutes. You know, it makes it pretty freaking hard to compete, and these guys did. I mean, last night we clawed our way back into that game a bit, and tonight, like I said, you know, we were 3-0 down, and we clawed our way back against a very, very strong Fife team.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.